My answer to evolution. Name withheld. Do you believe in God? Yes, I stammered. I couldn't believe it. Here I was, sitting in front of four of my best friends and my high school biology teacher, and not one of them believed in God. But what about evolution? My friends asked. My biology teacher, who had a reputation for being stubborn and persistent, turned his head momentarily from his papers and said, Now let's be logical here. Look at the facts. Where does the evidence point? I was tongue-tied. I have known the church is true since I was very young. I felt it was true. However, at the same time, logic and reason were driving forces in my life. As I sat there trying to come up with an answer to their questions, the awkward silence gave them satisfaction. They thought I had hit a dead end in my reasoning, as they expected I would. Thinking of no arguments to counter their position, I silently said a quick prayer, pleading with God to direct my words toward these five people. Within seconds, a thought crossed my mind. It is not you who converts, but the Spirit. Upon hearing those simple words, I began to share my testimony with my friends. I said, I know there is a God, and He has a Son who created the world and saved us all. Whether or not we have all the answers now doesn't discredit the fact that there is a God. God works line upon line and precept upon precept. Until we prove our faith, God will not reveal more to us. I finished by confirming my testimony of the church and its leaders, forgetting to even address the original questions posed. After I finished, they all sat in silence, staring at me. I could feel my face getting hot. Just then, the bell rang. I grabbed my bag, thankful for this escape route, and headed for the door. As I opened the door, my biology teacher swung his chair around and called my name. I turned, anticipating a rebuttal, and, to my shock, found a sincere face staring back at me. Thank you, he said. My simple testimony had conveyed more convincing truth than any logical debate could have. I know that I did not dissolve their accusations and criticisms that day, but the Holy Spirit did. Sidebar: A Greater Evolution. I remember when I was a college student, there were great discussions on the question of organic evolution. I took classes in geology and biology and heard the whole story of Darwinism as it was then taught. I wondered about it. I thought much about it. But I did not let it throw me, for I read what the Scriptures said about our origins and our relationship to God. Since then, I have become acquainted with what to me is a far more important and wonderful kind of evolution. It is the evolution of men and women as the sons and daughters of God, and of our marvelous potential for growth as children of our Creator. President Gordon B. Hinckley, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Ensign, October 1984, page 5. End of sidebar. End of the article. My answer to evolution. Name withheld.